The Treasure Hill development has been on a bit of a roller coaster ride in the last couple of months. The request for a decision in early December was pulled out from under the Planning Commission when then-Mayor Jack Thomas and Mayor-elect Andy Behrman showed up and asked for the item to be continued 1 week. 1 week later, Thomas and Behrman informed the commission the city was in negotiations to purchase half the density of the development. They were confident they could work out the details with the owners by January 24th, but even that was extended 1 week to the 31st. But 30 minutes before the meeting on January 24th was to begin, the city canceled the meeting and said they would have a press release that same night. In a nutshell, the property owners put 100% of the density on the table for the city to purchase. The price tag, $64 million. Mayor Andy Behrman announced the city will cancel the brewpub project in order to put $6 million down in earnest money. The city will also look at other ways to bring the balance down to about $50 million, which they will then allow the residents of Park City to vote on in November. The item is on City Council's agenda for Thursday's meeting, and Behrman says the details are still being ironed out.
When we finalize the purchase agreement, we'll be able to discuss exactly what that looks like. But yes, we will be buying the development rights for the property. We will also be buying all the property or a portion of the property. Where it gets a little confusing right now is that there's discussions about conservation easements and deed restrictions and some possible tax advantages. So we haven't sorted out the exact ownership, but I believe what we're working towards is full ownership on that and the purchase of the development rights. And the city's intent is not to develop that property.
In terms of the density, Behrman says the city is working to shape the purchase in a way that is in keeping with the residents' wishes.
The communities make it very clear they don't want that hillside built on. And so at this point, that is our objective, is to preserve that hillside. So that exact mechanism on that, those details will roll out over the next 2 weeks. There are TDRs potentially, or the ability to transfer density off of that land and recoup some of the money that we're paying for that land. We could transfer it somewhere else. However, that's very limited by ordinance where those could be transferred to. And what we found, the problem with TDRs, they're a great idea in theory, but nobody wants density transferred to their neighborhood. The town doesn't really want growth anywhere right now. So we'll have those in our pocket, but whether we would actually choose to use those is unknown, and depending on the mechanism for land preservation up there, they might be retired anyhow.
The bottom line is the city is purchasing the land and will protect it as open space. Whether they decide to sell the density to another landowner or retire it has not been decided. The city has a AAA bond rating and has more than $200 million in bonding authority. KPCW asked Behrman if the city could issue a GO bond without the public's input.
Could the city just issue general obligation bonds if the bond in November should fail by voters? Is that possible?
Technically, we could, but why would we? I mean, the beauty of this is the choice goes to the public. They have two options here. They can allow the development to go forward on that hillside, or they can buy that hillside and preserve it. I like the fact that that goes out to the community, which is why we've set it up that way. If the community says no, they don't believe it's worth that much money, or it's not a priority for them relative to the other options in town, then it would be inappropriate for the council to move forward on that.
The issue of bond fatigue is real, and Behrman says the city is looking at how they can lower the bond amount by canceling projects. He says the thing he likes about the route they've chosen is they are putting the ball in the community's court. It will ultimately be their decision. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.